This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As promised, John Carney from The Wall Street Journal, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Hey-ho, everybody.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, John, let's start with you, this idea. So, first of all, Deutsche Bank seems more stable today than it did yesterday. Yesterday seemed to have been the moment of maximum angst, I guess. What's your gut, though, on contagion and things for people to be worried about?
Well, look, we saw this again, you know, as you said, it's not 2008, right. But we did see this play out in 2008, too, where we had a lot of panic and then you would get moments of calm. Today, there were, rumors that the fine might not be as big as $14 yep. billion. Dollars. It may be half that or even smaller. And so that, you know, was reassuring to people. But again, I'm not sure we don't, you know, wake up Monday morning with people, you know, once again, you know, climbing towards wow. maximal fear.
Well, I'll tell you what, and that's interesting, Lee, because if you remember the moments of maximal fear in 2008, they all happened on the weekends, if you remember.
They did.
We were all like,
they
no,
did.
Man,
that Saturday
on.
In
Saturday
September.
Afternoon.
I will
yeah.
never forget it. I will never yeah. forget it. But I mean, you know, it was many players. It wasn't just one institution. It was there was a sort of the sense of contagion that was kind of everywhere. Obviously, Lehman was the big one, but it was a very widespread problem with the products and with the things that had been
right.
created. I mean, you know, so I think this is much, much, not as much to worry about.
The idea, though, that European banks, Lee, are not did not learn the lessons as well from the financial crisis as American banks did. Do you buy that?
Did anyone learn the
yeah.
lessons? I mean, you know, you can never. The funny thing, I mean, the problems are always going to reemerge in a different place mm-hmm. than you mm-hmm. expect them, which is what I think is so interesting about the Wells Fargo situation.
Exactly.
I don't think that Europe learned the lesson of sort of fortress capitalization that we have forced on our banks. You know, the banks complain, they say, and people say, oh, capital requirements are so high. What we're seeing right now with Deutsche Bank is the consequence of having perhaps insufficient capital mm-hmm. because what happens when investors start to get worried, both their counterparties, you know, start we've had a couple reports of funds pulling their money mm-hmm. out of Deutsche mm-hmm. Bank, and, you know, the stock has gone from, you know, $100 down to, you know, 10%
right.
of that.
It's that idea of the fortress balance sheet, right? That if investors decide to pull all their money out, the bank can withstand it.
Right. That yeah. you know, that the bank and it can take losses. You know, I mean, our
right.
banks have
mm-hmm.
paid tens of billions of dollars of fines to our regulators as well.
Right.
The fact that you might have a fine that could cripple you means you're already too weak.
Yeah. So, Lee, let's make that transition then to American banks, specifically Wells Fargo and John Stumpf. Probably the worst 10 days he's had in a long, long time. Kind of amazing he's still around, right?
Yes, it is. And, I mean, yesterday it was a spectacle. But, you know, if you say the defense is so, I mean, that this is, our culture is one of trust. You know, this is some rogue employees. It was 5,300.
Yeah, 5,300.
It clearly is the culture. And, you know, he is the CEO and the head of the board, and there were some serious board failures here as well. Everything from, you know, overseeing compensation, making sure it doesn't encourage bad behavior. You know, the board oversees culture also, and he sort of said, well, I didn't have much to do with that.
Yeah, and
the compensation.
Right. But also, if you look at all the things that Dodd-Frank was supposed to have taken care of, they didn't take care, Lee, of this cross-selling issue and the idea that retail banking is somehow now a problem area.
No, because who would think? It's retail banking. I mean,
right.
you know, we tried to plug so many other holes that seem so complicated, and then this thing happens, and it's sort of, you know, and the dangerous thing about it is this is something that everyone in their living rooms can understand. I mean, synthetic mm-hmm. CDOs, you had to explain a lot. But this, you know, somebody's creating something in my name and I didn't okay it. I mean,
right.
it's so plain and simple.
The other problem is yeah. it's customer facing, right? Like
right,
when
right, right.
Goldman had its Abacus scandal or the London Whale yeah. trade at JPM.
Man, remember that.
This affected customers, which are also called constituents if you're a congressman in there. And that
right.
explains some of the outrage we're seeing.
Right. John Carney at The Wall Street Journal and Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Thanks to you both.
Have a good weekend.
Kai.